Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The truth will set you free. This statement from today's gospel has become kind of a proverb in Western culture. In fact, I wonder, it's said so often, I wonder if people even realize when they say it that they are quoting Christ. It's almost become a cliche. But I still think it is a marvelous, marvelous statement. The truth will set you free. But which truth? Whose truth? Or as Pilate asked Jesus at his trial, what is truth? In our postmodern age of moral relativism, nobody seems to believe in absolute truth anymore, at least not outside of the church. Truth is subjective. You have your truth, I have mine. I'm okay, you're okay. You do your thing, I'll do mine. And so what's true for you is not necessarily what is true for me, especially in an era of fake news and alternative facts. But into this world of bad news and fake news comes the good news of the gospel. If you abide in my word, Jesus says, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This assertion confused Jesus' audience. We're told it was the Jews who had believed in him. Jesus' words did not compute for the children of Abraham, the chosen people of Israel. They said, we've never been slaves. How can you say we will be free? Aren't we free already? And ironically, by saying this, it showed that they knew neither their own history nor gave consideration to their present condition. Because for more than 430 years, the Israelites, the Hebrew nation, the children of Abraham, had been slaves in Egypt until Moses, God raised up Moses and led them out in the Exodus. And now, even as they spoke to Jesus in the first century, they were under the thumb of the Roman governor. They were paying Roman taxes, to a Roman emperor to pay for Roman soldiers who were occupying their country. How could they say that they were free? And yet Jesus didn't quibble about that, because the real problem was their spiritual condition and the terrible truth that they were slaves to sin. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you are free indeed. Now, I wish I could say that Jesus won over his audience by that assertion, but that's not the way it went. In fact, sometimes I wish that our gospel reading would continue through the end of the chapter, because the conversation quickly degenerates into a nasty argument and a back and forth volley of verbal insults. Jesus accuses his hearers of trying to kill him, and they hold forth, but Abraham is our father. Jesus then suggests that if they were truly Abraham's children, they would do the things Abraham did. They would believe the things that Abraham believed. And so by doing that, he insinuates that they have a different father, at least spiritually. Well, then they say that nobody knows who Jesus' father is. They insinuate that he is an illegitimate child born out of wedlock, no doubt alluding to the virgin birth, which of course they wouldn't believe. And so this is probably a jab against Mary and Joseph. And then Jesus replies that, well, you guys are murderers and liars, just like your real father, the devil. And just to round things out nicely, he says, you are not of God. Imagine how this conversation will turn out. Well, it only goes downhill. Next, they accuse Jesus of being a Samaritan and demon-possessed. Jesus then asserts that God is his father and that he, Jesus, is the Lord, I am, Yahweh. And as they say, them is fighting words. And they pick up stones and they prepare to stone Jesus to death. Now, remember that these are the people who at the start of the gospel reading, it said, had believed in him. But by the end of the chapter, they're ready to kill him. Just another day in the life of our Lord. What went wrong here? Did Jesus press too hard? Did he go overboard in what he told them? Should we blame him for the situation? No. All that Jesus did was tell them truth. He told them the truth about who they are, and he told them the truth about who he is. He gave them law and gospel, but they would have none of it. In order to be set free, we, like they, must first admit the truth about who we are and believe the truth about who Jesus is. And what's true of Jesus' hearers in our gospel is also true of us. We are sinners. None of us is righteous, not even one. We all sin. We all fail to measure up to God's expectations. Sin is so core to our fallen nature that we are slaves to sin. And despite the fairy tale belief that all people are basically good and have a divine spark in them, you know, think of the moral of every Disney movie, which is basically believe in yourself, or if you just try hard enough, you can do anything. But neither of those are a Christian message. The truth is that we are sinful and fallen, hopelessly and helplessly lost. And the truth is that when it comes to spiritual matters, we can't ever do enough or try hard enough. We will always fall short because our spiritual father is Satan until Christ comes. And so we do the things that our father does. We lie and we murder and we reject Christ and his word. And so we would be completely lost, doomed, damned to hell forever if it were not for Christ coming to us in his word and in his sacraments to save us. And that is the sobering truth of our human condition. But that truth can't save us. I mean, the truth about our sin would only drive us to despair if it were not for the second greater truth, which is Christ himself. Jesus is the truth who sets us free. In remarkable parallel statements, Jesus says, "The truth will set you free, and the Son will set you free." See, they're interchangeable. Jesus is the Son. The Son is truth. Jesus is the truth. And later on in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, he will even say quite explicitly, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me." Jesus is the Son of God, the eternal truth, the logos that existed, the divine word that was before all creation. He is Lord, and he remains forever. He lives forever, even though he died. He died to forgive us of our sin, and he rose to free us from our slavery. He breaks every chain and comes with good news to set the prisoners free. He redeems us from sin, death, and the devil so that we can have a new Father, a heavenly Father, a Father who loves us, a Father who is of life and not of death. There is only one truth in this world, Jesus. And the truth will only set you free if you align yourself with God's truth, revealed in the words of Holy Scripture. The Bible shows us two things, the truth about ourselves and the truth about Jesus. Jesus tells us the truth about himself because he is the truth. He speaks of what he has seen. He speaks his Father's word. And if you abide in his word, you are truly his disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In the name of Jesus, amen.